we've been learning the past few weeks the sugya of Eim Avatlan Issa Chavchila. The Mokas of Mishnah in Trumas, Perikei, Mishnah Tes, and the sugya in Bey, Daftalam Beis. It means that the halacha, Bittul Beroiv, that Issa that falls into the head is Bittul Beroiv or Bittul Bashishim, that's only if it happens by itself, or if it happens B'Shegeg. Avon Chavchila, B'Kavana, B'Mezid, is an Issa, it's Asa to be Mavatl something. You're not going to just take a piece of nevein or something else and add on to it, shisha to be mevatel it. It's interesting, it's actually in Machlokes Rishonim, if this is the rice of the Rabbanon. Posh, I think everyone thinks it's a nisa de Rabbanon, but where's the mock in the Torah that there should be a nisa de rice to be mevatel in Chachila? But there is a rive achita, the rive, the Beis Yosef brings it down, the Ran in Chulin, and Per Gedanosha brings it down. It says, it's asma de raisa, min atoya, to take something asa, and to be vatal baroiv, you're over in Issa de raisa. We won't go into the whole, where the mocha in the Torah is, but the mocha is the pasha of Zoraya B'Shela. In the Torah's Hanazir, the Kabban Isle of the Nazir, the Kabban Shlomim, when they cook the Zerub Shayla, it comes out from the Gemara in Chulin, that's the Chesman Beis. And Bemis Rashi also seems to say it. Rashi seems to say Beferish, and Chulin, it's the Chesman Beis also, that's Osman Atoyer to be Mavatlo Nisach Chachila. So we're dealing here with possibly a Nisach Derais also, not just a Nisach. But Rav Yishayim do hold it's Osman Darban. The main meaning we've been learning the past few weeks is the Rashba Shita. The Rashba Shita is that this Issa to be Mavatlo. An Issa Chachila is only by an Issa Deraisa, or an Issa Derabanan that's Be'en. But an Issa Derabanan that started to be Nisarev, that it fell into some Heta, but it just wasn't enough to be Mevatluit, then you're allowed to be Mabalov to be Mevatluit. There's no Issa to be Mevatluit. And other Yishonim there are, another Yishonim Achaylik. They hold even Issa Derabanan that started to be Nisbatluit, you're not allowed to go bite them be Mevatluit. The same problem, in Vatluit Issa Chachila. So just wanted to go over the muck of this. What?
It's just that everybody across the board holds that if it's Issa Derabanan starting, you're not allowed to be mevatel, and if it already started having a bittul.
If the Issa Derabanan is be'en, is on its own, then there's no heta.
So right. Tosfos is the kasha over there from Truma Derabanan. Over there, it also started a bittul. I thought from Tosfos much nothing.
I have to see Tesis. Okay, well, let's say over the Gemara first.
The Gemara doesn't say that it was other wood there.
That's right. But the Shenim learned that that's the case of the Gemara. That's the case. Let's go over the Gemara. The Gemara said again in Bey Daftal Mabeis, Amr of Masna, Eitzim Shenoshim and Adekel and Sechatana Biyamtif, Mabale Meitzim Machadim Masikim. The din is, we know that on Yamtif, Melchus Eichel Nefesh is mutter. It's mutter to cook on Yamtif, it's mutter to make a fire on Yamtif. We don't start a new fire, we don't do Noilad, but we can be Malik Minel and there. We can take from an existing fire and add on to, and create an add to another fire, and make another fire from that. So, but there is an Issa Muksa on Yamtif. On Yamtif, there is an Issa Muksa. So, in the times of the Gemara, they used to cook in the Tana with Pasha firewood. They would put wood in the fire, light it from a candle, from existing fire, and start a fire, and heat up the oven, and cook on Yom Tov. But what they had to make sure was that they had Eitzim Mukhanim. They had to make sure they had wood that was not Muksa. They had to make sure they had wood that was Mukhin for fire. If it was ready to use on Yom Tov, for Malchus Echon Nefesh, it's not Muksa. But if you had Mamashal wood that's used for building, 2x4s, expensive beams, and you decide you want to use it now for fire, we're not allowed to do that. That's Muksa. Another Pashto case of Muksa would be a tree that's Mechuba. You cannot cut off wood from a mechuba tree. The tree, because cutting off wood is not a malchus echon nefesh. And so even if the wood falls off the tree, even if a branch falls off the tree, that would be muksa. So the Gemara talks about a case that there was a tree right on top of a tana, right on top of an oven, and a branch, a piece of wood, fell off the tree on Yom Tov, right into the tana. Are you allowed to light that? So this is halacha, by the way, muksa is not only this a tiltal, it's not only this to move it. Even if it fell already into the oven and you don't have to move the wood, you just have to take a fire and light it, you're not allowed to do that either. Because part of the is of muksa is to use muksa. Muksa is also to use even if you're not going to move it. So you won't be able to light that wood either. The wood that fell off the tree on Yom Tov is muksa, it's not mukhin, you won't be able to light that either. And to pull it out, you can't pull it out either. It's muksa.
Yeah,
it's muksa, right.
I
have to see it again. All right, now I'm just saying the Gemara. We have to get to the Rashba. So the Gemara says what Eitz is, Mabolim Eitz Mechonim Masikim. What you can do is just eat. If you have more prepared firewood that's not muksa, just eat on and be mevatel the muksa. Muksa can also be bottle broiv. Make sure it's roiv. Mukhin, and that'll be Mavatl the Mukhs, and then you can light the fire. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Welcome Vatl, Isur, Lachatchila, but it's not named Mavatl Nisachatchila. The Gemara asks, How could you be Mavatl the Mukhs Lachatchila? We have a loch, you cannot be Mavatl any Isur, that includes Mukhs, so you're not going to be Mavatl Nisachatchila. So the Gemara answers, How do you mean to be the Isur? That's only when we're talking about Isur the Isur. Over the Rabbanon Mavatl, but Isur the Rabbanon, you can be Mavatl, and over here we're talking about Mukhs, which is the Rabbanon, you're not going to be Mavatl, this is Mukhs. Oh, so Pashut, this Gemara is saying, like Rabitzi said, is saying any Darbonon. So you have an Issa Darbonon, you're not even Mevatlet. But the Rishonim learned that it's talking about that the Muksa fell into a Tana which had already some Mukhan in it, Eitz Mukhanim. So it's talking. So we always see from this Gemara a case where the Muksa is not Be'en, where the Issa Darbonon is not Be'en. The Issa Darbonon was already fell into this, it just wasn't enough to be Vatl. So that the Gemara is saying, you're not even Marble or Levatlet. But Al Kaponim, Mukher, we have a Befeshu Gemara here like the Rajba. The Gemara seems to be saying Befeish that by Inis Darbonon, that the fell into Tartuvus, you're allowed to be Mabal of Vatli. There's no problem, Vatli Mavatl Nisachatchila. But the Gemara does go right then. The Gemara is another Kasha. The Gemara is, the Gemara Vashi, Doma, Kodav, Shesha, Matiri, and Afingu, Darbonon, like Bottle, Michael, and Mema. The Gemara is the Kasha. This is a Muksa, a whole different Kasha. It's a Chari, Dav, Shesha, Matiri. And it's also a Lacha we learned recently. That anything which has a het, which will have a het on its own, you're not saying Mecham Bittel. We gave examples. One of the classical examples is the Darim. A person makes a neder not to eat an apple, and that apple falls into roiv. We tell him, don't be semach, even though normally it should be about the roiv, we tell him, don't be semach on roiv, because you could wait and be sure on your neder. You could be mati neder. If you have a different way to be mati it, don't be semach on roiv. Another case, he said, was according to some Rishonim, Chametz of Pesach. If Chametz on Pesach is not Bottle, the reason is because it's Dovah Sheshem Atirin. Don't rely on Bittle to be Mati the Chametz, just wait till after Pesach, when the Issa Daraisa will be off. And so anything that has a Heta, we don't rely on Bittle. We said that it's Machalikas Rishonim, what the reason is, the Ran and the Durham has this whole reason, and the more posh reason is Rashi and Bey. Rashi and Bey says the reason is, because Asher Techon Abeis, Techon Abeheta. Before you say Machon Bittle, better use regular Heta. So Gemara is here also. How are you allowed to be Mevatel? Why does it help to be Mevatel? This Muksa? This Muksa is Yeshir Matirin. Wait till tomorrow. So after Yom Tov, after Shabbos, after Yom Tov. Wait till after Yom Tov and it'll be Chol. And it'll be Mut anyway. So for the Gemara, Hani Min Lehechid Yisung Yisur Be'enei. That's this whole locha, the Rosh Yeshir Matirin is not Bottle, is only by an Issa that remains. Hocha Mikla Kol Yisura. Over here, the Issa gets destroyed. This is a very interesting Svar. And it's a very unique Svar. And this is the only place we have it. There's a kula by Bittel, by Ezach, which is Mikla Kali. Mikla Kali means the Issa gets destroyed before you have enough of it. Fire, the way it works is, not everybody realizes it, but when you see wood burning, when you see fire, you think the wood that is burning now. It's not true. The fire is from the wood that was already destroyed. Every second, there's no fire, because every second more wood is destroyed. But the actual fire is not from the wood that remains. The actual fire is wood that was destroyed. Every second, as the wood disappears, that creates fire. The wood is constantly being eaten and constantly feeding the fire. But this is an interesting case. When you're having enough in the fire, there's no issa. There's no wood anymore. That fire is from wood that was already destroyed. And every second the fire continues, it's always from wood that was destroyed. So it's mikla kali. So when you're being nena from the issa is not here anymore. You're being nena from the split second after it disappears from the world.
The problem is that the issa is the tilkul, not to be nena. And you're being metalt to the wood.
Well, Pasha, the problem here is being Nana. Who says it like that? Does he even see Rashi?
No, but that's what I found.
Maybe it's a little bit different, but that's the cool Mikkel Kali. Definitely, this is being destroyed as you're being Nana for a bit. You're not supposed to use Muksa. You're supposed to use Muksa. That's supposed to use Muksa. You're using it. Okay, but the Mikkel Kali is only a kula in Dovah Sheshem Matirin, basically. That's what the Gemara is saying. But again, Bittel. So Gemara is answering, normally Dovah Sheshem Matirin we're machmir, that we don't rely on Bittel. But something which is Mikkel Kali, you can rely on Bittel even Dovah Sheshem Matirin. That's the Gemara. So Poshu, the Gemara again, is asking two separate kashas. The Gemara is saying that you can be Mavatl, the Muksa, and Heta. If you already got mixed up, you can have the Muksa Het. The Gemara is two kashas. One kasha Gemara is I'm Vatl Nisachatchila, and the second kasha Gemara is Dovah Sheshem Matirin. And the Gemara is saying two separate terutzim. On the first kasha of Eim Vatlan Nesachat Chinga, the Gemara is answering, since it's only the Rabbanon, and it already started with Terubis, there's no problem. It's Mutter Tim Vatlan Chinga. And on the second kasha, it's Davash Shematirin, the Gemara is giving a different terutz, it's Mikla Koli. That's how the Rajbu learns. These are two separate terutzim, and the second terutz, Mikla Koli, does not negate the first kasha. And anything which is an Isra Rabbanon, as long as it started to be inside, is Mutter. But the Ra'a and other Rishim don't learn that way. The Ra'a learns the second test is also going on the first kasha also. The only time it's mutta to be mevatel chatchinga in Isra Banan that started with Tarubis is if it's mikla kali. So it would only be this one case of firewood. It would not apply to all other Isra Banan. According to the Rajba, any Isra Banan that falls into Hetta and is not enough to be mevatel, you can be mevatel. But according to the Ra'a, it's only this specific case of firewood which is mikla kali. Which was muksa. That'll be nafkamina. The Rosh also learns that way, like the Ra. The Rajba, by the way, is in Sefer Avodas HaKodesh. It's not in the Chiddushim. I'm sorry, it's in Teres HaBayis. It's in Sefer Teres HaBayis. Different says this, the Sefer and the Rajba. And he asks on the Ra, which is in Vedic HaBayis, he asks the Chayra, at that point of the Gemara, when the Gemara said, yes, it's kasha for Dorish Hashem Atiru, and the Gemara didn't know yet the Teretz of Mikla Koli. So if the Gemara didn't know yet the Teretz of Mikla Koli, why didn't the Gemara ask that kasha right away on the first kasha? Why was the Gemara finished with the first kasha? Mm-hmm. It should have said, when the Gemara asked the first kasha, that Hakivat L'Chathchila, the Gemara answered, well, it's only in Isidore Bonon, and it was Hiskel B'Taruvus. But why didn't the Gemara ask? That's also Asa. Even Isidore Bonon is also not allowed to be Mevatel. And the Gemara should have had an answer, no, it's Mikla Koli. They wanted to tell us it's Mikla Koli. It's Mashma. At that point, there was a Hetta without Mikla Koli. So the Kabban Nisanel, he wants the answer for the other Rishonim, that they'll learn that the Gemara didn't know this, that it was Mikla Koli. The Gemara knew this. But the Gemara thought at that point that Mikla Koli is only a Kula bin Ageya Eimavat and Sachachila. The Gemara did not know it was a Kula and Davash Shematirin. So that's why the Gemara knew it was Mikla Koli, and that's what the Gemara meant, why it's Mutter to Mevatel in Isra Rabbanan, but again, it's only by serving Mikla Koli. But then the Gemara asked, it's Davash Hashem Atir, and the Gemara did not know that Mikla Koli was a Kula for that. And the Gemara answered, no, it's Mikla Koli, meaning that it's a Kula for Davash Hashem Atir also. But Akoponim, this is our Machlokes Rishonim, how to read this Gemara, if the Teretz of Mikla Koli goes on the first Teretz also, or it was only on the second Kasha. And the nafkamin is this a hetta across the board, like the Rajba holds on any Yisra Rabbanan, you have a hetta to be Vatel Chachinga when it already started? Or is it only Binageya, something which is Mikla Koli, which like this case of Muksa, firewood? The Machab paskins like the Rajba, but the Ramo paskins like the Rosh and the Ra'a. But the Taz brings down that the Amshash, that normally the Minigashan has to follow the Ramo, but the Taz paskins like the Rajba also. Taz says the reason is because the Amshash Shleima paskins like it's Chonok and the Ramah, he passes like the Rajba, and he tines Revi Shainim home like the Rajba. They're going to be like the Rajba, which is really more Pashup Shan the Gemara, and that's where Taz Paskin's like the Rajba. Okay, so that brings us to what we were learning last week. We were learning the Mkivega Shaila. The Mkivega had a Shaila about Shuman Abzush and Ishtagil Miyamim without Malicha. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that Basa that was not Nimlach, was not salted within 3 days, he cannot be Melech, he cannot salt it. But so the period had a shayla. Someone asked him. It was a butcher who had a big barrel of shumin. In those days, he used to sell it, the schmaltz, the fat of the ducks. And it was more than 3 days. He didn't do melicha, and it was a hefsa meruba. What could he do? So we went through. The Bekivega had different studs to be mati, and at the end, the Bekivega wants to be mati based on Malcolm hefsa meruba. He wants to be semach on this rajba. The reason is because the taz paskins also like the rajba. Just be marble of levatli. Take a lot of other shumin that you did do melicha on already. And be mevatel the shuman that you did not do malicha. But I just wanted to add something that we didn't explain last week. The Kvega doesn't just say to take this shuman that's full of blood and just be mevatel it and just add on to it shishim times against the blood more shuman. Kvega does say before you do that, take this shuman and do malicha on it. Even though it's after 3 days, the first step is do malicha. That's for two reasons. First reason is because this whole halacha, it's not even a banan, it's chum sagayinim. This whole halacha that basa shalei nimlach gimayam, basa that was shechted and you waited more than 3 days and you did not salt it, the whole thing is a chum sagayinim. The gayinim, it's not from Medina the Gemara. The gayinim and the tekufa before the rishonim, they made this chumra that the dam is going to get dried up, it gets dried up, and it doesn't come out good malicha after 3 days. But it doesn't mean it's definitely not going to come out with Malicha. It is possible that Malicha will work. So Chumah the Gaina, that maybe the dam got dried up and it won't come out. So that's what the Kivyega does say, of course, do Malicha on it first. You know, see after 3 days, because maybe it will work. That's the first reason. And the second reason is, the Kivyega brings down the Shvus Yaakov. It's interesting, Shvus Yaakov, one of the early Achronim, the Kivyega brings down, that says that this whole Chumah of the Gaina, this whole Halach and Shulchan Aruch is Dafka and Basa. It doesn't apply to Shuman to begin with. The Shvus Yaakov wants to tell you, Shuman, if you look at it after 3 days, it's not dry. Basa, meat, if you shecht it, it's fresh. The first day is fresh meat. And if you leave it for 3 days, it gets a little bit hard. And that's what we say, the blood inside it gets dried out also. And you cannot, and the Malicha may not pull it out now. It's too dry to pull it out. Of a Shuman, time of the Shvus Yaakov, the Chush is made. Just look at it. It's moist, it's wet. It doesn't dry up. There's no reason to think that the blood in it dried up either. This whole halacha, and he's even medayek. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the guy named that Basa Shnishta Gimel Yom. Stafka Basa, which you waited 3 days, you cannot do Malicha on. But Shuman, you can do Malicha on. So Kivyega does say, so that's another het. If you want to be Semach on the Shulchan Aruch, do Malicha first. First of all, maybe the Malicha will work. No one said it's 100% that it will not work. Definitely do Malicha. And second of all, according to Shulchan Aruch, Malicha definitely helps beforehand. And on top of that, be Mavatl like the Rashba. This is just one. Well, if you make it come out, if you do Malicha properly, it's gone. I mean, you do Malicha, then you wash it off.
But that's
what
I'm going to make it worse.
No, if it can't.
You said because it was Nibla and it was when it was going to come out, when it was going
to
wash.
Right, but whatever comes out is not going to stay. Whatever comes out is washed off afterwards. Malicha is.
You have to do Malicha properly. You put it on a thing.
Right, that's right.
So if it doesn't help, it's put it back to the
Nibla. You don't lose.
The Shuman? It wasn't made. You're going to cook it. Are you going with the other head of the Kivyega? That was the whole beginning. That was Kivyega's chakir, and he had no riot to it. He had no riot. That was the other shanga. Can you do bittul on something? Can you battle chakir on something which has no shem issa yet? That was the other one. This book. Maisa, he didn't want to rely on that because every riot he brought, he slugged up. So. What's the Shesha material and why? If you have that's not called the Shesha material. You want to cook it. So I just wanted to also point out, it's interesting that this Shuv's Kivyega that we were learning is similar to Maches, but in the Sefer Vayta, Simim Dalad, is a very short Shuva. Somebody asked the Kivyega in a whole separate Shaila, can you be Simach on the Shvus Yaakov about Shuman? Shuman that was not Nimlach 3 days, can you be Simach on the Shvus Yaakov? Shvus Yaakov says you can do Malicha after 3 days. And the Kivyega very stark says no. He says, we don't pass like the Shvus Yaakov, the Prima Godim is chanak on him. He writes, the Nebihu the Tzoyuk Allah, the Nebihu the Scream, Shrite of the Shvus Yaakov. And he says, there's no mocha for the Shvus Yaakov, and he's very shaf, he passes not like the Shvus Yaakov. And over here, we see he's using the Shvus Yaakov. But it's not shver, because the Teretz is, that's the derech of the Tshuvas Gedolim Yachreinim. You find they always add an extra sniff to be matir. Even things we don't pass like, before you're being matir, You want to be more comfortable with your hetter, so the Achrenim like to give many reasons for the hetter. Like over here, the Kivyega is saying, first of all, do Malicha. Maybe Malicha will help even after 3 days, because it's only a Chumash Agayinim. Second of all, as a sniff, we have the Shvus Yaakov also, just as something else. So his main hetter is based on the Rajva. That's his main hetter, that you be Mabo of Levatla. You're not to be Mabo on it to Mabo, the Yisachachachin, because only Yisachachin, but he adds on a sniff this Shvus Yaakov. I just want to say over Shlomo Meisim, my Zeder of Shurkin, there was in his neighborhood, there was a certain butcher, it was actually a chicken processing plant, that the head of the Shaila came up, they noticed they knew the Sheikha was an Al-Khayyid, a good Sheikha, it was no problem, and the Baal Boss of the chicken processing plant was also Al-Khayyid, he did everything properly, Malicha he did properly, but one thing he used to do, for some reason, he used to do Malicha on the chicken. He used to leave the kukulin inside. The kukulin is what they call the pupuklach, the gizzard. And the gizzard, he used to leave it inside the chicken. And he would do Malicha the way we mentioned last time. He'd do on both sides completely Malicha. But the kukulin that was inside is like a piece of meat that was stuck inside. The chayr, the Malicha, like we said last time, Malicha doesn't make a difference how thick the piece of meat is. Doesn't make a difference how big the chicken is. You do Malicha on both sides completely and it pulls out all the blood from the chicken. But the kukavin, which was stuck inside, which was left inside the stomach, is a chayr separate piece. The chayr the malicha wasn't reaching that. And then this way the processing worked over there, if they finished the malicha, they would remove the kokovins and they would do malicha on it again. But for some reason they would wait 3 days. And this kokovin always ended up having malicha after 3 days from the shechita. Which is a chayish like halacha. We thought to have halacha in Shulchan Aruch, chum sagayinim, you have to do malicha after 3 days. So I'm like, what's going on with this place? So my Zayda went to speak it over. There was a big rav in the neighborhood, in Brownsville. That was the Yiddish neighborhood in those days. Shivas Chaim Berlin was there. That's where most of the Yidden lived in those days. And there was a big rav Natalovich, Rav Benzim Natalovich. I don't know how much he's remembered, but he was considered in his time Mamash Gol Adav in the Gedolei Adav. When he was young, he learned in the Koyla of Rav Chaim Moshe. Rav Chaim Moshe in Vilna had a Koyla, was known to be special, Tamilcham Muflagim, and he was one of the Englai in that Koyla. And later, at the end of his life, he was a rav in Brooklyn. So he went to speak it over to Rav Natalovich, and Rav Natalovich told my Zayda that we can make a zayin because a kokovin has egen and lachluchas. He says a very moist piece of meat. It's not like all other meat, even chicken gets dried out after 3 days, you leave it out. But the kokovin is a very moist piece of meat, has egen and lachluchas. What? Oh, so I get that. So this thing always story the way I always heard it, that told all to me. And so Rav Natalovich said as I had them. So my Zayda then went over to another Adam Gadol, the famous Rav Moshe Rosen, also lived in the neighborhood then. He's more well known than Ezek Hedish. He's also from the Goyen Yadda. And he told him over, you know, the Shire, and he told him over, Rav Natalovich said that the cookman had egen al chluchas, and you could be mekel, and you could salt it after 3 days. So Moshe Rosen, in the incident back, this is a boich svar of a boich. A boich is an expression. It's a svar, a person says from his stomach, you know, without a mokka. It just says a svar. He was very shaf on him, and he made a joke out of a melitza that the kokovin itself is a baich. The kokovin is part of the name ayim of the chicken, which is actually not so posh. The place to talk about what the kokovin is it considered in Hilchos Treifos, the halachas that apply to the name ayim, and there's a whole taz that talks about it, is the kokovin part of the name ayim? But Agaponim is close enough, it's like the baich. So he says, a baich svar for baich. He didn't like it. So now that we're learning the Indian, like Abeli is saying, we could understand it a little bit. This Rav Natalovich wasn't saying stam a baich svar. Maybe he had in mind that this is similar to the Shus Yaakov by Shuman. That just like the Shus Yaakov says, Shuman remains moist, and that you don't have, that you're allowed to be the melicha after 3 days. Maybe he meant that by kokovin also. And Rav Moshe Rosen, that had tainus on him, didn't like his svar. Could be he also the Shvus Yaakov. Maybe he meant that we don't pass like the Shvus Yaakov, but maybe he meant you can't go compare the kokovin to the Shuman. The Shvus Yaakov says it on the Shuman. How you can't go say on your own to go compare a new piece of meat to Shuman. But that's interesting. It seemed to be machloikis from those Gedolei Adar at that time about the kokovin. If you could do melicha after 3 days. Also a little bit interesting. If you look in Levi Yehuda, where the Shvus Yaakov says the Shuman is moist, so you can do melich after 3 days. Then Rabbi Yehuda has a lashon over there. He says he calls it svar shokeres. He calls it which a baich svar. So I was always wondering how far back this lashon of baich svar goes, but I see it goes back at least 200 years. So it could be Moshe Rosen, maybe he had in mind also. He knew Rabbi Yehuda svar shokeres is a baich svar. Anyway, so it could be. It's all part of the story. I just want to go back also to what a different Indian we were learning last week. Actually, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago was the Indian Mechika B'Shem. This is Mechika, the Shem Hashem. We mentioned that one of the Shem Hashem, the Mechokim, the Gemara says, is the Shem in Parsha Shemais. The Torah says, V'yem Meshul on Kim, Hini Nechi Bo, B'nei Yisrael, Meshul B'nei Yisrael, going to go to Yidin, V'omungi Mashmoy Ma'oim Aleim. And they'll ask me, what's the Eibush's name? What should I say to them? V'yirim alikim ha-moshe, ekiya she-ekiya. V'yirim ha-koysam ha-gavnei Yisrael, ekiya shalchani aleichem. The Torah says, one of the shemes is ekiya she-ekiya. The shayla is, in the pasuk, it's a little bit unclear, what exactly is the shame? The beginning of the pasuk says a shem of three words, of three, bas, three tevis. It says the shem ekiya she-ekiya, three words to the name. But the end of the pasuk says, it sounds like the Shem is just the Shem Ekiya alone, just the Shem Ekiya. So the question is the Asher also part of the name? Is the second Ekiya part of the name? Was it only Ekiya? Yeah, the Shayla Nafkamin is. Are you allowed to erase the second the letter Asher? So it's a whole different shame?
That's what the Chazal means. He told him to say a different thing.
Well,
the Asher is part of it. The
Okay, Shayin's on the Asher. Okay. But this will be totally in two Gesayis in the Gemara. The Gemara in Shavuos Taka says, Elohein Shemeshen and Mchakim. These are the names you cannot be Meichik. Kogoyim Kael, Elaka, Elakim, Elakechem, Ekiyeh, Sheekiyeh. The Gemara says the full three words, Ekiyeh, Sheekiyeh. The Gemara's Mashma, all three words is the Shem. If you look in the Rambam, now, if you look at now, you take out the old Rambam, we don't even have it here. Today we have only the Franco Rambam here in Beis Medrash, but at home I have a regular Rambam, the old print. The Rambam doesn't say the Shem Ekiyeh at all. It doesn't say it at all. I told this over to somebody, and he wanted to see it, and I pulled out the Rambam here on the shelf, and I see in the Franco Rambam, they did put in the Shem Ekiyeh. They changed it, and I thought, well, I'm making a mistake, and I went back to look in the regular Rambam. It's a little confusing, but the regular Rambam, it doesn't have the Shem Ekiyeh at all. But the Kesem Mishnah brings down then the Fus Venitzia, there was an old print before the Kesem Mishnah, the Fus Venitzia, where the Rambam had the Gesa, had the Shem Ekiyeh. And that's what I guess the Frank Rambam is doing today, which I don't know if it's right or wrong, but they're printing it now the way the Kesem Mishnah brings down from the Fus Venitzia. I guess that was the Ksav Yad, so they put the Shem Ekiyeh. But even in the Fus Venitzia, and even in this print of the Rambam, you only have one word, just the word Ekiyeh the Rambam brings down. So the Kesem Mishnah says that Rambam and some had different gifts in the Gemara. That our gifts in the Gemara is all three words, Ekiyeh, Sheekiyeh. And the Rambam's gifts was just the Shem Ekiyeh, just one word, Ekiyeh. So that'll be in Chorim Achoykes Gesoyis. According to Rambam, the Asher is not part of the name. But it's, someone showed me our Chav Shmuel Gerelik, he showed me in the Sefer Chavtzonos Asharon, he brings down from his Rebbe, Yermoshe Shapiro, who said he heard from the Biskarov himself, a Mori Digger Rite is from the Tagum Unkelis. Because the Tagum Unkelis, he says, if you look in the whole Torah in Chumash, the Tagum is always Matagum, the word Asher, di. In Aramish, the word Asher, that, he's Matagum to mean the word that, di. Except over here. In this Pasuk of Ekiyeh Sheekiyeh, he's not Matagum. The Tagum leaves it Ekiyeh Sheekiyeh. Why not? Zok the Biskarov, it's a Rite that it's a Shem Be'etzim. It's not something to be metagim. If Asher would not be part of the name, then the tagim would also be metagim with Diva. But the tagim, you know, you could be Marvin Sedra many times, not be aiming on this, but the Biskarov says, look, every time you pay attention, Asher, he's always metagim D, and here he's not. It's a raya that the word Asher is part of the Shem. Just want to show too, a shekel dugma to what the Biskarov is saying is in El Yeraba, which Kvega mentions El Yeraba part of it, but the other part of El Yeraba, he has a different shayla. The Shem Mokam, the place, Beis El, in Chumash, many times in Chumash Bereishis, we have Beis El, the Ovis went to Beis El many times, in many Pesukim. Klet Del Yerabe is the El, in Beis El, is that Kodesh Ochel. Is it, does it mean like Beis Hashem, or is it a name of a place, Beis El? The Nafkamina is, are you going to be Moichigit? Nafkamina is, Pashut, when a Sefer writes it, does he have to be Mekadashit? Does he have to have in mind, like all that's Kodesh of Hashem, you have to write L'Shem Hashem? How do you write Beis El? So the Yerabba writes that he asked many Seifim, when you write Beis El, you Mekadosh, they all told him no. We don't have in mind Azkara. We keep it as Chol. And the Yerabba wants to bring a right from a Tagum. Also, the Yerabba says, if you look in Tagum Unkelis, in the whole Torah, wherever it says the Shem Kael, the Shem Kodesh of Kael, the Tagum is a Metagumit to Eloka. Except over here. Wherever the Torah writes Beis El, he just writes Beis El. He doesn't write Beis Eloka. So the only rabbi brings a right from this also that Beis El is Chol, not Kreshim. That's why I'm saying it. That's why I'm saying that way. I'm not being careful because the only rabbi passes that way.
I don't think it
probably would not be Toifis, wouldn't be Chal. First thing is Meshagas that he writes the word of Chol, Shem Kodesh, is probably, it's not Toifis. He didn't Toif anything. Oh, over here. Right. The El Yerabi is talking about should he do it, and he brings this beautiful right without. So I'm just saying too, similar to the Biskarov's right. But I had a Shukal Ora on both of them, on the El Yerabi and the Biskarov, from another Tagim, in Pashas Bereishis. In Pashas Bereishis, when the Torah says the Nahoris that went out, the four Nahoris that came out of Gan Eden, the four Nahoris, there was Fishon, Gichon, Chidekel, and Fras. And each one, the Tagim doesn't change the name. Fishon, he's Metagim Fishon, Gichon is Metagim Gichon, and Fras is Metagim Fras. But on the Pasuk of Hashem Hanor, Shlishi Chidekel, on the third Nahar of Chidekel, the Tagim is Metagim, Vishum Nahar Tlisor Diglas. He changes the name from Chidekel to Diglas. I think the reason is because that river came to be known by another name. It came to be known as Diglas. We find it many times in Gemara. There's a Gemara at the end of Yivamis. Who gavad up of Diglas? Somebody drowned in Diglas. There's a whole shang of an aguna. And Diglas, the Targum is telling us that's Chidekel, and he just that's the more commonly known. It's known as Diglas. He's metagmas to Diglas. But my sugar hash is if the Torah be saying up as a sipa dvarim about somebody that went to Chidekel, a story about someone that went to Chidekel. The Targum wants us to understand where that place is. He would tell us he went to Diglas. Just we should have frame of reference. We should know what we're talking about. But over here, the Torah is a chere saying a shem be'etzem. The Torah is telling you the names of the Naharis that came out of Eden. It's not. It's saying Hashem be'etzem. If it's Hashem be'etzem Chidekel, how can you be metagim that? The fact, according to the Eli Rabba and the Biskei Rav, if something is Hashem be'etzem, it's the name of something. It's a name. You're not metagim that.
You're right anyway because it's
Mishana. It's still Aura. But this is a Shulchan. This is just a Shulchasha. This is a Shulchasha metagim. Okay, but just still Aura. Over here, you see the metagim is metagim. Okay. And okay, just to finish up, according to the Rambam. That the main Shem is Eki, and Lachar Ram's going, Ram's Gisa, that the Shem is just Eki, he's going at the end of the Pasuk. But the end of the Pasuk says, Kaisom, when they saw Eki Shechani Alechem. That's the end. But how would this Gisa go in the beginning of the Pasuk? He's saying it's a Chazar, how would he go in the beginning of the Pasuk? Eki Shechani Alechem. But more Poshut, you will learn the beginning of the Pasuk is not really the Shem. The beginning of the Pasuk would be the way the Gemara dashens in Brachas Daf Tes, the way Rashi Chumash brings down. The Eibush is just saying this drush of Eyei Imam B'tzora Zoysa She Eyei Imam B'shibisha Malchias. Ekshekia means I will be with you in this Golos, I will be with you in future Golos. But the other way, the Kash is a little bit more. According to the Gis of our Gemara, that the Shem Hashem is all three names, Ekshekia, so what changed at the end of the Pasuk? We just said Ekia. So it's like you're saying that the Torah is saying that Eki is also the Shem. Only one word from the Shem Hashem is Hashem, but all three are also the Shem. It could either be one word or three. But L'chor Nafkamin would be, if somebody would write Eki Yesh Eki Yeh, it won't be Niskadish until he finishes. When he finishes, it'll be Niskadish. But if someone would just write Eki Yesh and stop right there, the Asher would not be the Shem, because it's definitely not, it's either one word or three words, but it's not going to be two words, the Shem. So someone would just write Eki Yesh, and L'chor the Asher alone will not be Niskadish.
Thank you.